This is Good News Hour, and your speaker at this time is David S. Horn of Denver, Colorado, coming to you with a message again from the precious Word of God. I'm going to speak to you this time of two men that are spoken of in the Old Testament in prophecy. Their names are linked together. Then we find them in the Gospel by Matthew and other portions of the Word of God, and their names are linked together. Now, our God has given us this from Isaiah, and we're going to call our attention to chapter 40 and read with you from verse 3. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough shall be made plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." The voice that said, "Cry," and he said, "What shall I cry?" All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof fadeth away, but the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withereth, and the flower fadeth, but the word of the Lord shall stand forever. I'm reading on, and I want to give us another time in the Old Testament. This is found in Malachi, and it is the third chapter, and I will read with you from verse 1. "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come into his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts." And I'm passing on now into the New Testament, and I'll give us from the Gospel by Matthew, where these two men are now born. And these two men have started their public ministry. In fact, I have not as yet given you the names of these men, but I think if you're a Bible student, you will remember this. The first one is mentioned, the forerunner of our Lord Jesus Christ, and his name is John the Baptist. And the second one is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, these two men were born practically in the same year, and they had that prophecy at the same time in the Old Testament to show you how accurate the Word of God is. These men were born according to God at the right time, in the right place, and for the right purpose. One was born to prepare the way of the Lord, and the other was born to bring the Lord to us. He was the Lord himself. Well, I'm reading with you now in the Gospel by Matthew, and in chapter 3, verse 1, this is the beginning of the public ministry of John the Baptist. "In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair, and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locust and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem, that was the capital, and all Judea, that was the country, then the country's regions round about, and were all baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? I wonder, beloved friends, how you would like to meet a preacher like that. Here was a man at this time, and he said to a class of people that came to his baptism, Flee from the wrath to come. Who warned you? Who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? And dear John was addressing the scribes and the Pharisees, and they were the religionists of that day, the leaders in religion. And yet, dear John the Baptist spoke of them as vipers. He spoke to them as snakes. And I tell you, men and women, he reached their very hearts, and he brought them to realize you have an empty profession. You are church members. You belong to the synagogue. You may be in the Sanhedrin, but you're on your way to a lost eternity. Now, I'm bringing to you someone and that is the Lord from heaven, the Savior that we are prophesied about, as he tells us in Isaiah, and then in Malachi. Now we are fulfilling that prophecy by me being here, and then I'm soon going to tell you about the coming one. In the Gospel by John, he met our Lord for the first time, and this is what he said. He said, "And I knew not first of all, but when I saw some of the miracles that he did, when I saw how he lived and acted, then I began my preaching right about him." And I could say in verse 1 of that first chapter of John's Gospel, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." He knew the Savior, and the Savior knew him. And I tell you, men and women, in the name of God, it's a wonderful thing when a man realizes and knows about the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, dear John is spoken of in the Gospel by John chapter 1. And I give you the language that is said of him. First of all, he said, "There was a man sent from God, and his name was John." I tell you, there was a God-sent man, and his name was John. And I want to tell you, he preached the message that God gave him. Then later on, in about the 8th chapter of the Gospel by John, it is said of him that he was a burning and a shining light. Now, we like to see men that are speaking burning up with zeal for God. And on top of that, we like to see them shining, burning, shining. Someone said, "What do you mean by that?" Well, just burning up, filled with zeal and filled with desire to pour out what is in their hearts to the unsaved. Then a shining light, a shining countenance. They saw by his countenance that he was not just an ordinary man, so our God stamped him as a burning and shining light. Then later on in the Gospel by Matthew chapter 8, we have these words, "What went ye out to see?" He was speaking to men and women just like ourselves, and they had gone out to see someone. That was dear John the Baptist, and he mentioned some other things. Then he said about dear John, "Not a greater man was ever born among women." I tell you, that was a testimony given by our Lord Jesus Christ. John was greater than the greatest of men. And I want to tell you something. The Savior gave testimony and bore testimony to John, and John turned around, and he bears testimony to the Savior. I tell you, men and women, in the name of our God, I'd like to be like dear John. Bear testimony to the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and bring it to us from the precious Holy Word of God. Whenever you read that statement, it is written. He always refers to the Old Testament. That was written of him must be accomplished, he said. That is written must come to pass. And I wonder what men will do and women in that coming day when they have rejected God's Word. And when they have rejected God's Son, I think again of a verse at this time in the Gospel by John chapter 12. "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him, and the same shall judge him in the last day." Let me say to you this very day that when men and women are brought face to face with God, he is going to judge them. Someone said, "How? Will he find anything wrong with me?" Well, listen again to this. He is going to judge men and women out of this book. And very likely he will read something like this. "Did you ever hear of the lovely Son of God that came down from heaven and died on Calvary's cross for your sin?" "Yes, I did." "And did you ever hear that if you received him, he would give you power to become a son of God?" "Yes, I did." "Well, did you ever receive him?" "No, I did not. I'm sorry." But listen, in that day, it will be forever too late. But you are in time today. This is the accepted time. This is the day of salvation. Once again, we give you a verse from the Gospel by John chapter 1, and it is verse 12, well, even verse 11. "He came unto his own things, his own people, his own world." And then it said, "His own received him not." They said, "We'll not have this man to reign over us. Away with this man." And so, beloved friend, they soon sent him back to heaven by way of Calvary's cross. A rejected Christ. Oh, have you rejected him? And if you have, beloved friends, will you not repent and turn to God? Will you not change your mind? Will you not receive this lovely Son of God? Will you not have Christ as your Savior? And right where you sit or stand at this present moment, you can be saved right where you are. You say, what do I do? Well, our Savior come to finish the work the Father gave Him to do. And He said on the cross of Calvary, it is finished. You have a finished work bringing salvation and a faithful word telling you the way of salvation. So if you at this present time will receive that Savior, we will meet you in the kingdom of God. But again, a little more about dear John's preaching, because he was preaching in the wilderness of Judea. Now, a wilderness is usually not a place where men preach, but that's where John preached. And let me tell you, John gathered a great crowd. They came out of Jerusalem, that was their capital, and they came out of Judea, that was their country, and they came from the uttermost parts to hear John, and some of them were baptized, confessing their sin, owning that one that he was speaking about as their Savior. Will you not at this present time, beloved friend, do as these men did, receive the Savior, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, trust the Son of God, and then you'll pass from death into life, and then we'll meet you in the kingdom of God. This is Good News Hour. And our mailing address is 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas, and may God bless and save you.